to advertise, email podcast@thisismatchy.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Sound of Freedom is now showing at State Kiniko Cinemas. This blockbuster based on a true story unveils child trafficking, and you're gonna want those tickets ASAP. This global buzz is about an action-packed film recounting the transformation of a former agent into a vigilante hero. Join Tim Ballard's courageous journey to rescue trafficked children. Jim, known for his role as Jesus in The Passion of Christ, portrays Ballard. South Africa's second after the USA premieres Sound of Freedom with the UK and Europe from September.
You know, I was so skeptical to upload last week's episode, man.
Why?
It was a mess.
It felt like a mess.
The Monday episode.
Yeah, damn.
Ooh.
The broadcaster in me was like, this is pop, my man.
How's the feedback?
No, people loved it. Mm-hmm. Everyone in the room was like, upload. But you guys, you're dropping our standards, guys. We have to maintain the standards. The standards are high.
I remember calling Neo on Sunday also. I was just like, Neo, how are you feeling about the episode? You know, he's like, no, it's fine. Don't worry.
Pele, have you seen that? Many podcasts are coming for us.
That's what you get, you know, for being the best. You're the standard. You're the target.
Yeah.
Oh,
doo-doo. What you got in there, doo-doo? What did you bring us, doo-doo?
Doo-doo brought groceries.
Where's a man's heart is?
Through his
groceries.
Food.
Groceries.
She brought me food.
Did you bring food?
A woman after my heart.
Why only for so? What about us? Yeah, born again.
So, did you bring anything for me on Mac?
Hey, what about our stomachs?
Shota. Who owns your heart?
Shota, nyabonga, baby. Hey. Anyway, and ladies and gentlemen, we are here. We are back. Doodoo's here. Ghost Lady's here. Soul Panduka's here. Black Studio's here. Simpio is here. Fat Checker is here. Am I the only one who doesn't like the whole it's giving Zimbabwe vibes? You know that whole thing, it's giving Zimbabwe.
Oh, I also don't like
it. Is that a thing?
Yeah.
I know it's giving vibes, like it's giving what vibes? What's giving Zimbabwe vibes?
It started off this... I don't know who it was. I think it was TikTok. Someone was in the Eiffel Tower and they were showing the parts where, like, it doesn't look great. Like, it's filthy.
Paris.
Yeah, Paris. Yeah. It's filthy. There's, like, hobos everywhere. And they're like, it's giving Zimbabwe.
That's foul, man.
No, that's foul.
We have a lot of homeless people here as well. Exactly. Every country has that part of them. Why Zim specifically?
And Zim is such a beautiful country. Beautiful people.
Zim, bro, always.
Why couldn't they say it's giving New York? You know, that fits.
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
How you guys were then were disappointed.
They want to flex. We've never been to New York. We don't know.
It's overhyped, my man. There's nothing there, dog.
For real. But that's the thing. Every country has that part, you know? Mm. Josie. It's giving Josie vibes. I mean, have you seen Josie? The city, Josie town.
Mara, they went straight for Zimbabwe.
Guys.
I don't like
that. Zimbabwe.
If it's just a joke also, can we also just laugh at it?
No. So it's just a joke. I saw this thing on my WhatsApp status. It's so funny. Listen to this. I don't know if you guys have seen it. Listen to this. Okay, wait. Let me connect to the roadcaster. There's so many funny things that I see on my WhatsApp, man. It's insane. But have you seen on WhatsApp, bro?
There's something else also now.
Have you seen on WhatsApp, like, the status is always, like, very... what's the word? It's always, like, philosophical life advice. It's always very serious. Like, get up and do it.
Sometimes it's just jokes, but yeah.
No, it's not jokes, bro. Jokes. If you go on your WhatsApp now, you'll see something about God and how you need to wake up and go for it. Yeah. And if you're struggling, go on your WhatsApp now.
People are going through the most. People need motivation.
People want to give motivation.
People lack motivation.
Yes. Like, go on your WhatsApp. The first thing you see, you'll see. If God has something for you, then it's...
Yeah, there's a scripture. You know, you get those.
Which one is son?
You
better change now. How? Tinker. She just paused. Yo, once you start calling her baby in the relationship, you can never call her by her birth name again, because apparently that's an insult. There's no motivation here, man.
But I'm telling you, here's one. The right people hear you differently.
Who's that?
Sticks, some friend of mine.
Oh gosh!
It's always motivation.
But generally, you're right.
That,
you're right, though.
It's always like sad.
People are going to the mouth, bro.
Hey?
Then you also get jokes.
Yeah, but the jokes are far and few between, man.
People are going through the most, man. Like, for real, for real.
Nah.
People are going through the most.
Yeah? What's going on there? Fat check, what were you saying?
I'm trying to...
See, here's another one. The best revenge is no revenge. Move on. Be happy. Find inner peace. Flourish.
Love yourself first, because this is the person you're going to spend the rest of your life with.
Wow, boy.
You're right.
Forget what this world tells you. You can be kind, humble, honest, love God, and be successful.
I've got one here. Start your day with prayer. You never know what it will block.
Yes, that one is big. Start your day with prayer.
Angelic says, just try.
In the morning, trust in God. In the evening, thank God. Make Him truly the first and the last.
People are going through the most, man. But let me play this thing that I saw. Here it is. Are you listening, Penduka? Listen to this. This is so funny.
Hey, Baba.
Sure.
What is Taban?
Baba, I'm sorry. We are not complete. We are not complete. We are not complete. But we are not one night stand. We are not complete.
Hey, Baba. You should not be fucking a time, man. I got to see. What is Taban?
Oh,
hey, Baba. One night stand, Anjani.
That's a good one. What's that one?
Listen to the way he says, oh, Max Sugel, may you one night stand, pal. I'm going to walk off. Meng Tagi.
Hey, Baba.
Sure.
What's that one? Baba,
I'm sugar. I'm sugar. We are not complete, I'm cheating. We are not complete, but we are not one night stand. We are so low, it's so good.
Hey, Baba.
Baba,
you should not be fucking a time, man. I'm still seeing what is
Taban.
Wait, I'm lost. At what is it about? One fucking airtime to Starbad. What's the
star? Set? What?
Oh,
so yeah, those are like we Starbad.
Yeah, and now it's just to feel that.
Yeah. Hey, what's again? What's again?
An encounter.
I mean, why not stand? Put wing taggy.
Meanwhile, they're asking something else.
Have you ever been hit on by a guy though?
Yeah,
ne?
I have.
Me too.
I think he was going there. I stopped him.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, we were at a camp, at a Psyker camp done by Psyker, South African accounting, whatever. And
wait, you had a camp?
Yeah.
When was this?
In high school.
Oh, you were getting hit on in high school?
Yeah.
Damn, okay.
How? This guy. So we're at a camp, right?
Mm.
And then they've picked like three kids from my school, other schools, random schools, you know what I mean? And it's a camp in Sabi, in Mpumalanga. Tutuga camp. They were called Tutuga camp and math and science camp as well as accounting. And all the kids doing okay, Koskela, or got potential, get picked. And then this dude, we're cool. I thought, scrand, hola, hola. But obviously, we just met there and stuff, you know? Then he starts saying, you look handsome. Mm. I'm like, bruh.
He doesn't know you, this guy.
First no, time. no. Like, dude, we became like friends. Okay. You know what I mean?
Was
became
from
like
the friends. Same school?
No, you know, just like umite, all our sharp, or you know, yeah. You know how much they can become friends like 2 seconds, you know,
yeah.
Like I feel that pincham, Kanti the vibes, then it starts complimenting me once, okay, then when it got to handsome, I was like,
you're overreacting, hey, oh come on,
have you told Catmaster you're handsome?
No, I haven't, but if I were to, there's nothing wrong with that.
But
I could say to
you yesterday, and I said, and then I'm complimenting that you are nice, you are handsome.
Ah, I saw you're feeling yourself.
I don't think
for
so.
For real, handsome.
No, I didn't say you're handsome.
But I'm not handsome, that's the thing. But I'm not handsome, I know that.
He was feeling himself.
Yeah, he was feeling
look,
himself.
As a way of saying, Empanacho, you look great. I'm one, I compliment people, you know what I mean? Empanacho, you look good, you know? Oh, boy, dapper, you know what I mean? Or something, but looking mean to answer, you're handsome.
Yeah. So did you move away from when you said that?
No, I just be like, this situation is weird, man, you know?
Yeah.
I respect your choices or whatever, but I'm not
you want to respect inclined. Your choices?
I'm not that way inclined.
No, then wait, what did something he say? Was he not confused? Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, I just said you
had to. He confused, obviously. He's trying his luck. So obviously, when I catch him trying his luck, he's not going to say, you got me, boy. You know, he's not going to say that. He's going to act like, what are you talking about? You know, I'm like, nah,
what, did he touch you? Did he, what?
Yeah.
What was so...
He didn't touch me.
So I don't think you're telling us.
Did I lose a good friend?
You did.
handsome. We just met today morning. I'm handsome.
It's a compliment, dog. Take it.
Oh, and yes,
you know I
want to
take it. That's the thing. I don't want to take anything of his.
I feel like maybe there's some parts you're not telling us. There's for you to felt that way. Then maybe there's things that he did that
I can't remember right now. But it after that statement, everything else then. Obviously, you're going to analyze all the nice things and you'll be like,
what did he do also? What had he done?
He was just very nice, you know? Like, too nice. Like, But I was young also, like maybe 16, 17. But that's my one memory I can remember being hit on by a guy. And then, I think I have been hit on by a guy before. I just can't remember now. Because it didn't like... You know, traumatized me.
I remember there was a time when me and my cousins, like back in the days, we were going to a gig with Shimza, right? Mm. So I'm driving and then Shimza's at the back with my cousin, right?
Yeah.
And then my cousin was fucking around with him. He kept brushing his his thigh. He kept saying, oh, she hit me. And then Shimza started getting mad. He kept saying, hey, I'm sorry, you see this friend of yours? I mean, this cousin of yours, I'm going to fuck him up. And he kept brushing it.
But there's niggas who play like that. And it's always weird. There's always niggas who play like that. But it's always like, that's a weird way of playing also, you know? Unless, and you act like you're playing and you are not really expressing. I think it's a subtle way of guys trying to, you know, communicate the idea that they may
be. It's just banter, man. It's not that serious. It's just banter, dog.
For real?
Yeah. I don't think my cousin wanted to do something with Shimmy. Come on, no?
Why would he? Guys.
No, he was just fucking around in that moment.
It's still a weird way. Though,
have you ever been hit on by a girl? Girl's lady?
By a girl?
Mm.
No. But remember, us girls, you don't... You know how girls, when someone is drunk, you know, you have that friend that is like, when they get drunk, they want to kiss. So you know, it's like, I'm going to because when you've turned up, you know. So it's that, but I don't think that they're necessarily... So, but I think we girls are more expressive, so it's...
So when you got drunk, you've never kissed another girl?
I don't want to...
dude, let's not even ask Dudu. That's every weekend.
I'm sure Dudu has dropped off by a girl right now.
I remember I was at a club once. Gay guy came up to me. He's like, let's go to the bathroom. I'll suck your dick. I was like, no. I'm cool, man. Thank you very much. But that was pretty straightforward.
Yeah. What's his name?
You see, that's straightforward. Not
that's
like
good.
Sakile.
Oh shit, have you ever wondered, dog?
Did you say?
No, I was like, no, I'm cool, thank you very much.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Have you ever wondered, man? Maybe it's just me, no? Have you ever wondered if a girl gives good head, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever wonder, like, where did she learn it from? Like,
I've said something like that before.
Hey.
You, there's always a part of you that thinks that.
Nah.
There is always a part of you.
Like, where does she learn this from?
Oh, okay. Yes, with all the training and all the... You can research.
Oh, nah. How do you research? Sucking a dick.
And then you need
to... Yeah, you can go on Google
that's
right now.
That's theory. Then you
perfect
need
to, way to suck.
Then you need I'm a practical.
Yeah.
Then you need I'm a practical hand.
Then there's Pornhub for that.
Some can say buge any Pornhub. But then you need ama practicals. That's theory, right? Siyabona sibukele. And then you need ama practicals. Uyenza ama practicals now as a student.
So what if the practical is the first day and then obviously then you master it? So then it's like, you did the practical. So did the practical with you and then I mastered the whole thing.
No, there's girls that are good. You can tell she's got some hours and minutes under her belt.
And no, for real. He's right. And that's the reason why some girls don't want to be super free with a guy because of they are scared you'll judge. You'll be like, hey, from the super.
You think so?
You know what's like? It's like when you're coming back home from, like, let's say at a gig, you know, in Botswana, for example, or wherever, and I'm out the country or I'm not home for 4 days, 5 days. Those are the times when you come back. That sex, you must not try anything new. Because it'll be like, ufundeni.
I fear that.
So, and I'm like, today in Khay, look at different. And I'm just innocent. I didn't get up to anything. But you always have that fear. It's like, if your man hasn't seen you, he's gone with work for a month, and he comes back at the baby, ufundeni, ufaga la manch. Obviously, you'd be like, boy, is that? Lapo bo corner.
No?
No,
I would feel like
let's be
that.
Honest.
I wouldn't feel like that.
So how did you become good, cause lady? How practicals or theory?
Okay, I've got the hours and the minutes and the time.
practical.
practical.
Yeah, the practicals were when I was with him now.
Yeah, when you're married, it's different. Okay, let's ask Fetcheka.
Yeah.
No,
she's
but I'm
married.
Just saying it's the same. Like, it's okay.
Fetcheka, I'm sure you're good, right? You know you're good, no? Hmm? Are you good, Yeson? You don't know if you're good or not?
I don't know.
But do you have minutes under your belt?
Doesn't.
Seconds.
Nah.
Okay, seconds. Yeah. Not minutes. I have
So did seconds. You watch? Did you watch Pornhub?
Oh, so you
and stuff?
Start once and then you come for seconds.
Did you watch Pornhub like Ghost Lady?
No, you don't. You don't learn from Pornhub. No.
You do.
Nah, not really. Because I'm not going to disclose much, but there are those specific people who don't want it with teeth, others who'd want you to bite and stuff.
But you have to do it with teeth and bite first so to know or no. That's not how you do it.
You get me. Mm. And then as time goes by, you start understanding.
These guys want you to bite.
Not...
it just demonstrated. Like...
Not bite, but like to have the teeth like... Grooving, yeah.
Grooving! Hey, that's giving Zimbabwe, that one!
It's giving!
Grooving, yeah, they are grooving. Yeah, it's grooving. Yeah. Grooving. Yeah. Check out what a groove back.
I think also, don't you ask the person that you're with, like, what do they prefer and what they like? I don't think it's that much of, like, something to master. It's just like, okay, once you're with the person... It's like, okay, do you like it like this? Yes, yes, whatever, whatever, you know?
No, there's a skill, man. There's girls that just get it without even saying anything. They just know what to do.
And to be honest, I would rather prefer she's good and I know that she's maybe had years of experience for her to get this good. Then there's nothing adorable about someone giving bad head. So, like, she's a virgin. I'm not married. Boy, she's bad head. You know, it's like... I'd rather have, you know, her be like, yeah, okay, she's been around, but it's good. Because at that moment, you're enjoying the pleasure. Mm. It's your pleasure. Mm. It's all yours at that moment, and that's what matters, bro.
But are you not missing the part where are we talking about just, this is a one-night stand, whereas obviously you must come correct and stuff. But if it's a relationship, guys, there's the longevity of the relationship and the getting better. And
you learn. That's
fine.
You
learn each other. So,
but why does it hurt more if a girl has cheated on you and she's like, yo, I fucked this guy. You're like, oh, fuck. Why did you do that? And then she's like, I sucked this dick. Hey! That hurts worse, bro. You don't think so?
So if a girl cheated on you, you'd prefer just getting smashed as opposed to dick suck?
Yeah, bro.
It all hurts, bro.
Ha, but sucking dick, no.
Bro. It all hurts, I'm fine.
I get fine now.
And then you're going to kiss her now.
Hey, imagine, dog.
But the thing is, and that's a fucked up thing, right? Because already
girls just must never tell, then.
Hey?
That's the best way. Then girls just don't ever tell.
Yes.
If you're so fragile about it, you know, you know that it's going to hurt you, then okay, go ahead. But if you know, okay, this is going to, you know, it's going to forgive you for just sleeping and just having the sex, fine. But if it went to oral, then you're going to have a problem. Don't tell them.
And also it's weird because of, like you're saying, if she cheated on you and she sucked someone's dick, you're uncomfortable with it. But coming into the relationship, she'd already sucked other people's dicks and you kissed her before you even fucked.
Yeah, you kissed
her. Hey, but it's weird if it was during your era.
It stings, man. It stings, bro. It stings. Imagine, right? I come to him like, I fucked your girl.
Mm.
Sharp. And then I come to him like, your girl sucked my dick.
Yeah, because sucking dick, why does it need to happen? You know what I mean? It's like, it's extra. It's like,
dude, what?
You know, it's too extra. It's like,
yeah.
It's like, ow. I get you. I get you getting fucked.
Yeah.
But now you went on your knees.
You know what I mean?
Or he laid on his back and you literally,
it's too much, man.
You're just weak.
It's too much, man. Do you have a celebrity pass in your relationship?
A celebrity pass?
Mm.
What do you mean?
Like you can smash one celebrity and she wouldn't mind.
Mm.
I don't.
You don't?
But it's different for us because she, you could meet that celebrity tomorrow kind of thing. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like, and also, we're famous too, so it's very different. It's not like, hey, I get what you mean.
You're handsome, you're famous, what's going on?
Ah, don't lie. Chief, I'm not famous, bro. No, what I'm saying is, it's too close to home.
Yeah?
Maybe other people have that thing that, yeah, maybe. And also, you give a girl a celebrity pass because, like, what are the chances you'll ever meet them?
Anyway? Okay, I get you.
But with me, it's, you
okay, so let's
them.
Say you're not
and
famous.
And the celebrities want to smash you also, so.
Let's say you're not famous and you're not handsome.
Oh, yeah. If it's not South African, I give a pass.
Who would your celebrity pass be?
As in, I want a pass.
Yeah.
To smash.
Yeah, a celebrity.
Oh, damn.
Mm.
Whoa.
Mm.
You, ghost lady?
Hey, Ting Kapa.
For me?
Yeah.
Or watch Mnaga has given me the pass.
Answer the ask. Who's your celebrity pass?
Yeah, where Mnaga says, Nangu Muntu. I will understand.
No. I think for the pass I only have is rather be with a woman.
No, man. For the purpose of the podcast, who's your celebrity pass?
No, you're saying that which pass did he give me?
No, we're saying just now we're me. Recording a celebrity. Who's your celebrity pass? Penduka, you don't have one yet.
I'm still thinking, yes.
No. They're trying to give me Prince KB. Hell no.
The Anthony celebrities I find like that.
No way, it's
Penduka. Like, I want to like that. Like, Yonyamfuna. Like, Ngamfitiza. I'm thinking.
For me, it used to be Mihlali. And then she got with this guy, man. Something is giving Zimbabwe vibes, this guy. But then I watched Shaka.
No, you just saw that she's out of your league.
Now she's out of my league. Yeah, true. But I watched Shaka and Nandi. Yes.
Yeah,
Nomsa. She's gorgeous.
Okay. You know what that happened, what that led to?
Yeah.
Remember when you said you'd like Mihlali, then for your woman said you're not going to ever interview Mihlali. Now we're not going to ever interview Nomsa.
No, she doesn't want to come. They both don't want to come. I don't know why, but anyway. Oh. So you got no one? No one.
I'm thinking, bro.
Come on.
Talk about me. Who have I spoken about? That's how much you eat.
Sure.
At the moment, no one, man. I won't lie.
Blue Bombo's sister, Blue the twin Bombo. Sister. You.
Brown? Yeah, there was a period. Yeah, there was a period I could have. Yeah, there was a period.
London?
Yeah. London. Yeah. Actually, it would be London, London. Yeah. If there was ever to be a pass, London, London.
She's your type, eh?
Yes. She is very much my... It would be London, London. Very much. Oh.
For me, it's like your American basketball players. Just... Oof.
Which one? They're so mean.
Trying to... Oh. That's why I don't watch...
Zion.
Who's Zion? No, I don't know. One of them.
LeBron.
Yeah, but he's got that, like, I'd marry LeBron. Like, he's that.
Yeah, he does look like Naga.
Yeah.
He looks like Naga.
Yeah.
He's there. I'm, like, settling down. Like, listen, yeah.
So your pass, you'd go for an American Naga.
That's a cop-out, though, to mention an American. We want local people. People we know that we can meet tomorrow.
Hey. Okay, the guy who plays Shaka.
Which Shaka?
No. The grown-up Shaka.
No. No, Shaka's dead.
Oh, Senzangakhona.
He's got bad.
He's always showing his. He's always like this.
He's always showing off.
Now he's handsome. But handsome.
Yeah. Now that's a handsome nigga. We understand. Now that's a handsome guy. Oh, handsome. What the fuck?
Oh, shit. Anyway, Ghost Lady, what's been happening, man? What's been happening?
Oh, guys, did you hear about... So it was on Twitter, talking about Pitch Black Afro. You know, he's been released from prison.
Damn.
Yeah. After he was, obviously, went inside for the murder of his wife then. And now people were going on Twitter about, we are going to give him the platform of coming to tell his story here. So there was that uproar. Are we going to give him, are we going to reach out to him to actually come through to the podcast?
Yeah, why not? We don't judge anybody, bro. This is a platform for anyone. Anyone can come through, bro.
Yeah, I mean...
Like, we're not God.
We're not judges. Who are we to judge? Judge people. Look, if the president thinks he should have a remission of sentence, who are we to say he can't have an interview if he wants an interview? You know, obviously, to talk about his story, not just what happened in that room. Because he was charged for culpable homicide.
Mm.
She died from a blunt trauma to her head.
Damn.
Mm. So... he says he pushed her, but obviously he wasn't trying to...
They were having an altercation.
Yeah, basically. He wasn't trying to murder her, but she ended up dead. So it was...
Let me run a poll with the chillers and ask them if we should have Pitch Black Afro or not. But that's crazy,
man. I think that poll will be a yes. I feel like already chillers will say yes, definitely we can.
Should we have Pitch Black? Should we have Pitch Black
Afro?
Pitch Black Afro. How long was he in there for?
3 years.
3 years.
Yeah.
The murder happened.
He was sentenced for 10. Yeah, but...
For 10?
Yeah.
Jeez, man. Jeez, man.
Doesn't that guy, the Valentine's guy, doesn't want to come out? Oscar. Does he want to come out?
Who's Oscar Pistorius?
Yeah, I heard he wants to come out.
Yeah, he's been trying to come out.
Yeah, but he keeps on getting, he's been trying, but they would always extend.
Yeah, his parole denied now. Yeah. I think he's going to like a court or something like that.
Because the family, I think they also feel like he's not been like rehabilitated like properly. Mm. He's still going through issues.
And it's very quick also to say, because I saw comments like this with Pitch Black Afro, it shows that a black woman's life is not worthy as much as a white woman's wife. But obviously, the judgments are two different things.
You know,
one is culpable homicide. Yeah. The other one shot numerous bullets through a door. Really, you know what I mean? Mm. It's different cases as well, you know? Not to say Pitch Black Afro should be out, because if it was my sister he had killed, I would want him to rot in jail,
Of course. Because
there was only the two of them. And Ushayungabonda, Ikanda, he says he pushed her. So there was really not much evidence to say it was murder. Even if it probably was, only he knows the truth, right?
Yeah.
But the two cases are slightly different as well.
I did the poll. Remind me in like 20 minutes to read out.
Oh, to check.
Okay, cool.
But speaking about cases, Lady Zuma. Can we close the Lady Zuma's Java thing, guys? Once and for all, can we just close it, man?
How do we close it?
No. I watched the interview on, I think it was trending over there. I also watched
it. Oh, it started. That Unfollowed show.
Unfollowed show. Yes.
The gay Nolene.
Yeah.
That's just funny, man. So that's fine. Ain't no need. I didn't see that coming.
Then you're going to say the show is a mess. You start the mess. Regrets. You start this. You know?
Why is that so funny?
You were saying, ghost lady, talk to us. Talk to us.
No. So I was watching. I was excited to watch the whole interview and just hearing her narrate the whole story again of what had happened. You again see that, you know, you can't take away the fact that something happened. You know, you can't totally deny just because the charges were dropped, you know, in courts. It doesn't mean that this thing, whatever, didn't happen, you know. So It's just unfortunate that, and I just wish her healing. And, you know, you can see she's coming from a place of just trauma and it's been just hard on her. And, I don't think it's going to end anytime soon. She has to stand her ground also and not give up. Because this definitely happened to her, you know. So we can't just say no. We're tired of it. No.
Penduka.
Yeah. Look. To be fair, you know, if Bogum Chita, you know, if Bogum Chita as opposed to a female would be like, yeah, you know, let's just move on from it. You know what I mean? So I think, let's just move on from it. You know. Because what happened to the case? It's not like Bate not guilty. Mm-mm. Or, right?
It was just, I think, due to not sufficient evidence or something like that.
Yeah, there wasn't sufficient evidence.
Yes,
yeah.
So which means, and remember in those cases, it does not mean the accusation and or the alleged or in this matter the rape.
It was not exonerated.
Yes,
yeah,
you were not exonerated.
Not
it's just about not evidence was not sufficient.
And very generally with those kind of cases, It's always the case. That's generally always. I can tell you now, even not the Jupe case, it may even end up like that. Which there's not enough evidence, or you know, because generally, let's be honest.
With the new 13 charges that have been put for him now.
Damn.
Yeah, Jupe, you know that.
Whoa.
Yeah, so it's another case that is...
For me, like with the ladies and my thing, right?
Mm.
As a person who maybe feels some kind of way about her, if I go and she had at the stadium, she's performing, I wouldn't necessarily boo her. I'm still entitled to feel how I feel about her with you. Like a person would say, you try to ruin Strava's life, you know, and the case didn't succeed, whatever. But I wouldn't bully her necessarily on Twitter. You know what I mean? I'm not saying people must now think she's an angel. Have your own thoughts, but just let her also just do her work as well.
Yeah.
You know? Don't necessarily bully her on Twitter.
Yeah.
Don't necessarily boo her or spit on her when you see her. Mm. Let her go and live her life. But you're still entitled to feel how you feel about her. And if you feel like she's a witch, which a lot of people express a lot, then they're entitled to feel that way. But then it doesn't necessarily mean they must be at liberty to bully her online.
The way I see it.
So let
it
live.
The way I see it, no? To me, while I was watching that interview, Lady Zamar struck me as someone who's got a God complex.
Okay.
And if you look at the trajectory of her career at the time when that happened, she was at the height of her career, at the top, you know? And, you know, naturally with anyone being that big, you think you are God. Like, everybody's singing your praises. You release music. It's gold. You're performing everywhere. Everybody loves you, right?
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
Naturally, you can feel like you're above everyone. Like,
yes,
like
yes.
You're a God. You know
yes,
what I mean?
Yes, yes, yes.
Because there was a point during the interview, she's like, I'm Lady Zamar. Like, how could someone do that to me? Like, I'm Lady Zamar. Like, I'm this God. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I feel like...
I think it was to that level.
But listen to what I'm saying. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I feel like when Java went on stage with his wife and then people started coming for her saying she's a side chick, It really enraged her because now you're denting her ego per se, right? And her ego is at the ultimate high, right? And you know, like in relationships, when you guys are fighting, you'll say stuff just to hurt the other person. And then after you've come down at a later stage, you're like, shit, actually. I apologize for saying that. You know,
in hindsight,
I really mean it. I was just angry and I just wanted to piss you off.
Yes.
So I think that was going on with her, and then she tweeted the rape thing to get at him.
Oh, I see.
Knowing
in a fit of rage.
In a fit of rage.
It's you saying that example you just made.
Yeah.
In an argument, you're saying the foulest shit to hurt the person.
In
a fit of rage without thinking, yes.
And remember at that time, like, the Me Too movement was fucking booming.
Oh, the Me Too.
So she knew whatever she says about rape, like, he's done, right?
Me Too, yeah.
But now, she tweets it, right? Yes. After she tweets it, okay, now she's calmed down, thinking about it. But because she's tweeted it, she can't go back.
Like words,
you know what I mean? You can't go back on it. It's at a public platform. There. She's a woman. Mm. She's got to stand behind these women. It's a big thing. So it was from then on, I think, she just had to ride with it. And she can't turn back, because if she turns back now...
if she apologizes, yo, that's her legacy.
I think that's
if
what
she apologizes, her legacy would be you falsely accuse someone of rape. If she concedes that she indeed falsely accused them.
That's what I think happened.
That is a sound...
But she remember how when
logic.
She... Logic.
Because she only tweeted she got raped 4 days after... The whole thing where Java brought on his wife.
Timing.
Boys.
I remember that event. Very beautiful.
So imagine she goes on social media for 4 days and everybody's saying, you're a homewrecker, you're a side chick. And this is Lady Zamar, bro. She took a hit to her ego.
Mm.
Damn, that makes sense. Doesn't it make sense? It really, it's sound. It's a sound argument.
It's a, it's
no.
It's your perspective, and also it's a perspective.
Because also, you see, the thing is, and you're right? Whether it's a legit case that she has or not, the timing. It's like right after the biggest night of Java's career at that moment.
Regardless,
the timing is also, I know you can press charges whenever you feel ready.
Yeah.
We get that. But let's be honest about that. Timing does make it look so weird.
No.
You're saying
it's like after Road to 1 Million, one of our exes then comes out and says something foul or whatever. You know, it may have happened. And her case may be legit, but the timing will always be questioned.
Because it's just, maybe she was triggered by that. Like, actually, here you are being celebrated and you did this to me. Because remember, even on the, when she narrated the story, it was soon after she had, I think, some breast augmentation surgery. So it was obviously, she was not even supposed to be intimate with anyone. But, allegedly, he forced himself on her. So that's when the relationship started, and then the relationship just continued from there.
Wait. Yeah. Said boobs done, and then what happened?
So she had gone to surgery for breast augmentation. So I think she was making them, her boobs were being made smaller.
Okay.
And obviously, doctor's instructions is that do not be intimate, do not do anything. And then I think she went to either, I don't know if she went to Java or Java's came to her. And then that's when the sex, the whole sexual.
That's giving Zimbabwe, man. Which nigga is going to have sex with a woman and her tits are hanging out and she's got surgery? Come on now.
Yeah, exactly. So that's
what
there's
some strange
that also
people
made me cringe. Like, jeez, that is hectic.
There is a nigga out there.
Yeah, no, well, yeah.
Yeah, niggas have strange fetishes and stuff. So don't rule that out.
No, Ibo.
He'll sing about it. Come on, guys. Let's go, Fed Check.
You guys, if what you're stating is right, hypothetically speaking, then why would they continue with the case at the NPA? Because she did not drop the charges. It went all the way through the investigations and stuff and was taken to court.
She's got to run with it. What else can she do? She can't say, guys, I was mad. I'm sorry.
Yeah. It was just, I was so angry and pissed.
She's got a right to
it. Without thinking.
And that's why the case was dropped, because there's no evidence.
No. Okay.
But it's very difficult also. Let's also be honest.
Can
with
I answer to that?
Cases, hence I said, even with Jub, it may end up there, because it's very difficult to prove rape. It's just, period. It's just difficult.
True.
Unless it happened the day after. If it's years or months,
And not only that, they were in a relationship when that happened. Exactly. So it could also be a matter of consent. It could have been taken into different contexts and stories. Mm-hmm. And rape is one of the most difficult cases to prosecute in court, mostly when it comes to spousals, like a couple.
Spousal, right.
Because obviously, there are those specific people or moments where you don't want to give your partner some and they take it. You get me? Mm. Do we then rule it as rape or just the fact that you were not in the mood and they misunderstood your language at that time? Mm. And the mere fact that it was just the two of them in that room and there were no evidences or witnesses present, it's very hard to actually find if
whether. Do you believe she was raped?
I'm the type
yes,
of...
Yes, no. You know, I'm not on the type. Yes or no? Yes or no? Yes or no? No pool.
Yeah.
I don't think it was, but I do believe that it was harassment. I do believe that she was harassed. But as to push it to the extent of rape, I don't know. You could have seen the red flags. Has he done this before? That's the question.
And another thing is, you know what these cases, you know when a celebrity is in the public eye for rape, usually, and I'm not saying it happens all the time, but usually other women will come if that's his behavior. Other women will come and say,
"Oh, generally,
you also did this to me."
Yes, I've been.
Then it's surviving.
Because I see two others are coming out now.
Yeah, you
see,
that's the thing.
You see,
Molly Kalake.
You see, there's always, the radio lady. Yeah.
Yes.
There's always
like, ah,
it's his behavior.
It's habits.
Yeah.
So still. Exactly.
There's always a first, though. But I'm a what if? I was too many what ifs now. What I'm a what ifs?
You can't. Do you feel she got raped? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. You, Penduka?
As a with my own opinion, nah, I don't
because
think
Because she said no and he continued. Guys, it becomes rape when someone says no and they continue. Get rape. You've just crossed that line.
True, but we don't know if that happened.
The line between consent and rape is very thin.
We know the definition of rape. Kanye, we know the definition of rape. We know that spousal rape happens. Mm. Boyfriends... Girlfriends rape boyfriends. Boyfriends rape girlfriends. We know. Boyfriends rape boyfriends. Girlfriends rape girlfriends. We know, right? It does happen. We know the definition of it, but I'm just saying, nah, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, like what you just said, explained now makes so much sense also, you know? Mm. Look, we're not in the room at the end of the day. We're people with our own opinions, but the timing as well, like, you know what I mean? It would seem she got triggered by that, which you just said. You know?
Yeah.
Coach Lady, what else you got for us, man?
There was also a story, Katlego Maboa's baby mama. So she took onto social media to air her grievances once more. And it's due to that in relation with the school fees for their child. And she claims that she can't afford it, like to pay it. And also now Katlego is not coming through in terms of, because he only pays half. So it became a whole, because she was just ranting like on her, Instagram, I think. And she just spoke about how she's having difficulty, you know, with, and now because he's getting this big salary and he's not footing the bill to assist with the kid, right? Especially with the school that they're going to right now. So for me, like, I had I was like in two ways. When the initial things broke down about them breaking up and how she exposed him with the whole you are cheating and obviously how it had affected their relationship, I think you see when two parties are just fighting, right? The couple. And you get into a space where you say things, again, similar to what Lady Zama and Java. You say things that are hurtful. And obviously, it's like, I'm going to take you down. You'll never be able to see us and the child. I'm going to take care of the child alone. And then obviously, you're almost happy at the downfall.
Mm.
The guy has now been able to rise up. And then, and maybe he could have be in this thing of, you said you don't want me. You said you don't want me to see the child or whatever. The things that she spoke in anger, and maybe he's still going through that. Now she has to come back and go, oh, now you're not taking care. So it's always these things that you say in anger that you have to manage yourself, even no matter how angry you are, so that it does not affect the future, because you had to think of the child first and foremost, instead of saying all of these things and now it's affecting and look how it's playing out. She's in need of him, but you were also the one who took him down.
Mm.
You get it?
So, she wants him to burn.
But
she wants him to burn. Until he burns, she's not happy.
But she's look foul, at it, man. Now.
She's foul, bro.
Because, dude, you wanted bread out
I'm
of this
not
guy's mouth,
with her,
right?
Honest. Yeah.
And also, secondly, she's not saying Wuti. Is she saying Wuti's not contributing, or she's not happy with what he's contributing?
Mm.
Yeah. Come on, guys. Also, baby mamas must understand. Umdana, we're to say two, right?
Mm.
So we go half, right? And if I contribute something, then I've contributed something towards Umdana. Then you contribute the rest.
Mm.
If it's going, you must meet me halfway.
Mm.
So he's saying he's paying his half for the school fees.
Yeah.
She can't afford. Then let them take the kid to a school fees she can afford.
But
a school she can afford.
He's adamant that the child must stay at a certain school. And that's where the issue also started, erupted from as well.
That's also different. Like, if I'm earning a million rands, right, a month, and I want my kid to go to a super private school, I also, to be honest, can't say, let's go half and half. It's like...
You can't, yeah.
It's like, Mac, we're friends. You're the rich friend, I'm the broke friend, right? We normally go half and half on lunch or beers. And then you decide to take us to a super fancy place where beer's 80 bucks. Mm. Surely then you must cover that bill.
Mm-hmm.
Because why are we here? Right?
No, striped horse is only 20, I think, 15 rand, I think.
Yeah, well, exactly. Then we can go half and half now. Right? Honestly, if he's adamant the kid must stay in that school, then he might have the school fees.
Yeah.
Oh, like, if I'm a nigga and my baby mama is rich and she wants the kid to go to St. Stithians and I can't afford, or Hilton College and I can't afford it, she must pay the fees.
Also, why does she like to go onto social media?
Yeah.
That's another thing.
Because she wants to see him burn.
Mm.
Like, literally wants to see him burn. I mean, this could have been sorted between the two of them.
Because he responded, I think I saw a tweet. He responded on his post that just like, peace, obviously just...
I like, what's his name? Who's this person? Chris Excel. He tweeted. Love Chris Excel, man. That's my fighter there.
Oh.
Nah, he'll turn against you one day.
Yeah.
He's like that.
Yeah, but for now, we're good, man.
He turns. Sunini Sumo Msunga Mekji trending on Twitter.
They're in a happy relationship right now.
Turned on you, man.
Nah, that nigga will turn on you. We'll turn on you just like that.
Oh, did he turn on you?
That's why I don't even comment on his shit anymore. I don't say anything. I just watch him like do his thing. I used to until he turned on me.
Now you're a hater.
We'll resolve it in court.
This is what he tweeted. That which worked very hard for Katlehoma boy to lose everything he worked hard for.
Yeah.
She didn't think for the kids.
Mm.
Now that the brother dusted himself off and got a second chance in life, she's coming out of nowhere to fight her battles using kids. Cease my fight.
That's
me, I love you.
Exactly what I thought. Uh-huh.
Msunuga solve.
You all agree. Well, it's going to make a trend. It's going to make a trend again. That's all we're trending Monday.
Okay, just to correct, apparently, according to IOL, he does not pay.
Hey, shout out to IOL, man. Woo! First good publicity we got in 3 years.
Hey, you can see that. Yeah, shout out to IOL. Yeah, IOL. Shout out IOL. Yeah.
Wow. What a charismatic Mac G. Got a yeah.
Shout out, man, Dr. Iqbal.
According to IOL, she states that he does not support financially at all. It's not only...
I highly doubt it. You see, that's the thing. We don't have the receipts. I highly doubt it. I highly, highly doubt it.
He doesn't want no smoke, man.
Yeah, and also, maybe she's not happy with the amount. And also, guys, if Umuntu... Because she did mention he earns 6 figures or whatever. If he earns 6 figures sharp, but... Mali no kulusumdana also. You know what I mean? Let's not act like kulusumdana. Oh, yeah. Let's not act like kulusumdana. What I earn, no kulusumdana. See, I was mali no kulusumdana. That's kulusana. You know why? Like, you dude. Okay, if a nigga is earning... 6 figures.
Yeah.
And then, for example, he contributes, let's say, 30 skoto, right? Which is a lot.
Mm.
Then the woman still won't be happy because she's comparing what he's contributing to what he's earning. Meanwhile, he's got a new woman. He's got his own life. He will probably have his own kids as well outside of baby mama that he needs to take care of as well. Is he contributing enough is what matters. But ladies seem like... No, element, they want to make you pay, you know?
Mm.
They want to make you, it's like you're paying X tax. You know what I mean? The tax for being an X.
Yep.
Because you, like, it's like they want to make you pay. There's a sinister way of wanting to make a nigga pay. Like, guys, we're trying to raise a kid here, right?
Together.
He must go to a decent school. He must be clothed. He must have food.
True.
You know what I mean? We're not trying to be harm one another because of things didn't work out between the two of us. And I'm getting a lot of that with her.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
To begin with, we shouldn't even be here because she wanted him to be out and broke with nothing. Yes, arrested. We shouldn't even be here because if she got what she had wanted, that man would be in prison or something.
Yeah.
The man would be untouchable. He'd be blackballed and blacklisted. No one would touch him with a 10-foot pole.
Yeah.
Mm.
So, like, we shouldn't even be here.
Yeah. Shout out to Samkelo Maseko as well as Zimasa Mustafa Vabaza. Vabaza, ne?
Vabaza. Vabaza, ne? Vabaza, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Ongama. Molo ongama.
Molo.
Molo, tada, molo. That's Samkelo.
They're in the building because we want to chat about bricks.
Oh, yes.
Yes, yes, yes. We'll going to chat to them shortly. Eh? anything else you want to talk about, Kuduka?
Nah, man, I'm good. Shout out to have you been? I haven't been watching. Have you guys been following the World Athletics?
No, not at all.
Yeah, the guy from Botswana, Letsile Tebogo, came second. I mean,
yeah,
which is I think quite a huge feat. So shout out to him. Unfortunately, Akane Simbine got disqualified, which is our go-to 100-meter guy in the semifinals. So hard luck to him. But shout out to Botswana, Letsile Tebogo, been representing, man.
Nice,
beautiful story.
Did anyone go to 702 walk the talk?
Hi, Bo.
Hey, I heard it was giving Zimbabwe them.
Ah.
I heard someone proposed it.
Serious?
Yeah. Someone proposed
it. In the dust.
They're like, stick 14 cables or something. Cradle of mankind. And someone like proposed. Crazy.
And people were complaining. You know the clever blacks.
Oh, my app. My app to begin with. What were you complaining about there?
Ah, it was terrible. Like the organization, everybody was just dusty.
What the Cradle of Mankind?
Yeah, they went to the Cradle of Mankind.
Yeah,
you're supposed to walk on a red carpet or something.
And I've been to a couple that didn't look like the ones that I'm used to.
That thing is big, yeah. I've walked the talks every year. I think it's...
Do you know how many emails we get from people that work in Prime Media or trying to join the podcast?
For real?
Yeah, so many, bro.
Hire them all.
It's a sinking ship there.
Hire them all.
Nah.
Yeah, fuck all of them. Come through. Let's walk the talk this side. Someone never humbai. Kuluma never kulumai. Come through. So nani nonke.
Before we chat about breaks, I gotta let you know, chillers, mark your calendars.
Oh, yeah?
September the 16th.
Yeah?
We've got the Parapara FM Royal Heritage Festival. Which is taking center stage in Thando, Venda. So we're going back to my hometown. Eh?
Hey, Venda. Hey, the love still in Venda.
We're going to be there. Podcast and Chill Network is going to be there. This event celebrates South Africa's rich cultural heritage and features the country's biggest artists.
Oh.
The festival aims to boost tourism in Limpopo and showcases incredible artists including Young Stana, Musa Keys, Nadia Nakai, Makadzi, Busta 929, Sol Peluka, myself, and many, many more. Grab your tickets at ticketpro.co.za. We've got a link in the description box below for easy purchase. Don't miss out. And it's my first one, but I'm hearing it's like Durban July, but in Limpopo.
Oh.
Yeah.
And we buy the Nandoni Dam there.
There's a horse race.
No, there's no horse race.
It has Durban July vibes. Yeah.
The atmosphere is Durban July without
the horses
and the POPs.
Hey, there's POPs in Venda.
There's POPs in Venda.
And what drama in
here? There's
POPs in Venda.
And what drama in here? And they want geo payment now. Not e-wallet.
No. There's no network there. How are you going to do the geo payment?
So.
There's no network in Venda. In Venda, there's no network. Okay, can't wait, man. Sounds fun.
Yeah, 16 September, we're going to be out there. Get your tickets. Also, Taz, in celebration of Women's Month, She's given away 3 free readings to female chillers.
Oh!
Yeah, so just email tazsingsa@gmail.com if you want her to do a reading for you. Also, she's giving away 10 tickets for an event that she's hosting at Radisson Hotel OR Tambo on the 16th of September. It's called Master Your Energy in Conversation with Taz Singh. Email the same email as well if you want to win tickets. You know, Taz, we love Taz, man.
Yeah, we love Taz big time. Shout out to Taz. She's family.
When last did she do a reading for you?
Been a minute.
Nah.
Yeah, I don't just do J and G, you know? Mm. Like, because, you know, like sometimes, put some karma, you want a reading. It becomes... You don't want to get too used to it, you know what I mean? And use it as a crutch. Yeah. Sometimes just let life unfold, you know?
Yeah.
When something is really weird, then maybe. Yeah. And I haven't had that in a while. So I just, I stay away from it. I don't want to get addicted to doing readings, you know? Yeah. Like, readings for anything.
Sound of Freedom is now showing at State Kinico Cinemas. This blockbuster based on a true story unveils child trafficking, and you're gonna want those tickets ASAP. This global buzz is about an action-packed film recounting the transformation of a former agent into a vigilante hero. Join Tim Ballard's courageous journey to rescue trafficked children. Jim, known for his role as Jesus in The Passion of Christ, portrays Ballard. South Africa's second after the USA premieres Sound of Freedom with the UK and Europe from September.
Anything.
All right, cool, man. I'm excited. Please welcome Samkele and Zimasa. So we ran a poll. Should we have Pitch Black Afro on the show? 83% of chillers say yes.
Oh, wow.
17% say no. Let me read some comments. Sydney D28/6 says he's my all-time favorite artist, one of the most talented artists and yet the most underrated. Yes, yes. Sifuti futi wena duduzile yega lento yako yogu slelela abantu engisabazi on a Thursday episodes. Please invite Pitch Black.
Is that you rap like Pitch Black Afro? Shubala, bela shubana.
Dudu, please bring advocate Mkwebane. Because media has an agenda towards her, so surely everyone would love to hear her side of the story from a huge platform outside of captured media. Who's that advocate? Do you know?
The public protector, outgoing.
Oh, the outgoing.
Yeah, she's only done when now. In October, ne?
It's now.
So outgoing, public protector.
Do you think she's we should
have
her?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, why not? Definitely. Why not?
Yeah. They'll love her.
You'll get firebombs on the current administration. So
Yeah. Small onion or big skeletons. So boom.
All of them.
What? Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Samkele Maseko. He's a seasoned journalist and social commentator and media maverick, Zimasa Mustafa Vabaza.
Vabaza!
So the reason we wanted you guys on the show today is to talk about bricks, because I've seen on my status people are getting excited. I saw someone saying, hey, please don't judge me when I buy a Lamborghini next year.
Way ahead of themselves.
Way ahead.
So Samkele, please tell us, man, why the fascination about bricks now? Because it's been around for about 17 years, right?
Yeah. Look, the fascination about BRICS currently is that there is a need for an alternative. If you look at the current payment systems and financial systems across the world, they're largely controlled by the Western countries, and in particular the United States of America. You look at the SWIFT system and how it's left the people of Russia out down and out. And for the first 2 months, Russia struggled. But today, if you go to Russia, those Russians are telling you that we need to make this work and you need to make it work for ourselves. We need to create an alternative, which is pretty much something that was pushed by Lula de Silva, the president of Brazil, something pushed by Vladimir Putin, something pushed by also China. You look at the payment systems in China and how China has revolutionized the payment system, particularly using your phone, where you can go and purchase a lot of things using a similar social network.
Slow down. It's a podcast. He's talking like he's on radio. There's 5 minutes to talk.
Some guy that we've got 2 minutes.
You're going live.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Go, breathe.
Have a sip of grand joy.
Lay back.
Cheers.
Yeah.
We want to hear you, my bro.
We with the friends around the brand.
Well, I think to make it a little bit also simpler, you've got to kind of give Abantu like simple analogies for them to understand what is BRICS. BRICS are guys who, and people, and groupings of countries that were tired. Think of it in a school context. You were getting bullied by this group of guys. And those guys, because they were picking on you because you were singular, it was just you. You can't walk past those guys. And like all the time, you're getting hassled. So suddenly you decided, look, there's actually quite a lot of us who are undergoing the same sort of like discrimination, bullying, whatnot. Why don't we just walk past these bullies together? That's how it started. So five guys decided, let's just walk together. Common interest. Common interest. We feel like we're not getting enough from the from this schooling environment. And it's petagogy. So what can we do? We can band together. We have common interests, right? Not enemies. Common interest. A lot of people think BRICS is about enemies. It's not. It's not anti-West. Mm. It's about common interest and strategic interests.
Love that.
Can you give us a breakdown, Sam Gellin? From the inception of BRICS, because if I stand to be correct, I think we're the last to enter. Which president was it and how did we get in the game?
It's something many people will never want to hear, especially those who are too embroiled in divisional politics. South Africa entered BRICS because in the tenure, rather, entered BRICS in the tenure of former President Zuma.
Jay-Z.
Not
Thabo Mbeki.
Not Thabo Mbeki. But Thabo Mbeki, through ECOWAS, was the man who planted the seed. Zuma entered us in, took us to a certain level. Then your man there in Venda decided to take it a step higher. So in simple terms, all three presidents have played a critical role. 100%. And all of them deserve equal recognition. But to simplify our point even further on BRICS, BRICS is an alternative. An alternative to what we're also seeing within the South African media landscape. Hence, people don't want Bo Samkelo Maseko serious on TV. Sure. They want something chilled like this. Hence, you guys are also, in a way, you replicate in a media perspective what BRICS is also doing within the broader political and economic landscape globally. Anti-establishment. People are tired.
So we're BRICS.
Yes.
Where's the mind?
Where's the mind?
Where's the freaks
of cash? Eating.
Fritina, Christina, Faustina, Christina.
Yeah, Itina.
The Stina voice.
I get you. So can you simplify? I love the way you broke that down, man.
Yeah.
Can you simplify the currency? So what's going on? Are we having a new currency? What's going on with that?
So so maybe let me take the currency thing a little bit back. I'm adding on to what Usam Gelo was saying. So money is very crucial. And in the 1970s, basically, America basically said, our money will not be pegged to a substance like gold, right? We're just going to go off vibes. So American dollars are vibes. It's based off branding. Right? It's actually a brand because they say our military power, our interests across the globe, etc., allow them to print this money so that they can control things. Then the biggest thing that hits people outside of those that use the dollar as their currency, like America, etc., you get hit by something very simple, which is interest, my brother. If you have to understand how money is created in the system. Money is created of nothing. It's created of interest. So what happens is that these guys can print money, but you have to work twice as hard to create the new money that was not existent even for them. So what you actually get is that you realize that the system is rigged. And that's why BRICS said, why do we have to trade with each other in a currency that we both don't own? And then you have to go to the petrodollar, which was basically the using dollars to buy the energy of the world, which is oil. Right. So they got all of the OPEC countries to accept dollars as the way of trade to buy crude oil. So BRICS, again, is asking themselves, Mara, this thing ends the sense, Buffett. Why do we have to use that guy's money to buy things between the two of us? When I own oil, I've got money of my own. So that's where currency became a necessity, right? And also the way of money moving around the planet was important. That's why some people are saying the SWIFT system, a lot of people don't even understand, but I'm sure you guys have done gigs elsewhere in Africa. So finally, we have a SWIFT number, right? That number actually tracks imali going around globally. And it's Western owned. Right? They're tracking it in their way. And you actually can't move money without a SWIFT number. So that's why the BRICS guys said, we must have an alternative. Listen to this. We're not fighting what you have. We are saying there must be an alternative. And that's where the currency conversation is coming. And also, we want to finance our own things in our own currency, where the interest rate, we don't have to pay in your currency, which you deem to be more valuable than ours.
But let us thank Brother Leader for that. For instance, Muammar Gaddafi, when he was still alive.
Yes.
And the role of Libya. He came up with that. Yeah. He came up with that African United currency. States of Africa, yes. And he came up with the African currency, yes, to trade amongst African countries.
Yeah.
Which also gives credence to the incumbent president, mind, yeah, you, because he also, when he came on board, mm-hmm, in one of his first interviews, he said, "Look, we need to look at the issue of the currency, yeah, and the currency that we globally trade in." Mm-hmm. And his close relationships with the crown prince in Saudi Arabia, which is the biggest crude oil producer in the world, and today has signed pacts with China. Yeah. To trade in the Chinese currency when they trade amongst themselves with oil, and with three oil countries, yeah, coming on board, two BRICS,
yeah,
it tells you it's a new global order. Yeah. It's a shift in geopolitical tectonic plates, yeah, that are shifting towards the east rather from the west.
Yeah.
Are we talking about physical money, or is it just a concept, the currency? Or are we talking about like
the proposed one?
Yeah. Are we talking about like, are we going to have physical BRICS money?
So it might, there's a couple of suggestions on the table. One of them is that it could be bond notes, right? So bond notes is primarily just government bonds that go out there. Then whatever currency you have, it's that bond is backed by whatever currency you have. That would make it actually a little bit easier if they went that way, because then what that would mean is that BRICS would have a bond. So the bond would then be weighted across all of the countries that are in BRICS. So we would weight it ourselves. We don't need anyone else. So then we say, our bond is X this much. Mm. Ne? Then you, as the South African, would say, we need X amount of rands for one bond into that thing. Mm. So therefore, how many rands do we need to pay to get a bond or part of a bond to buy oil from another country? From another. So we need something that basically centers us to say, your money, my money, where do we value it and how do we value it? And that's one of the ways. Yeah.
But also that issue of the currency, and to simplify it on how each and every one of us and all 54 million South Africans can benefit from this particular BRICS, is if those three crude oil producing nations can trade directly with these specific nations, and in particular with South Africa, in order for petrol to be cheaper for you and I, 100%. To make it easier for us to go about our daily lives with the increasing cost of living throughout the country and the high escalating petrol prices that we are seeing day in and day out. Mm. So BRICS will not be meaningful if there is no material change and material benefit
to
MACG and
the average guy.
Please break down how are we getting the petrol now? How does it work now?
The current system is that we are using global markets to trade and to get crude oil into the country.
So we go to Saudi Arabia. We say we want oil.
Yes.
Well, not even Saudi.
We're going to global markets.
And they reside in global centers of power. So imagine even in another sort of, understanding, the platinum that is taken here from Royal Bafokeng goes to London, to the London Mineral Exchange. And people globally buy it from there.
What the fuck?
The United States of America globally has taken over the oils of many countries. Yeah. You look at the oil, Nigeria. Nigeria is the biggest crude oil producer in the African continent. Yes. But Nigerians don't own that oil.
Yes.
It's like us with our gold. Our gold is extracted. 100%. It leaves our shores.
It goes
our
to a centralized market.
And then we have to buy it from
them. Yes. Angola has oil, gentlemen, right here. To share a pipeline from Angola straight through Namibia, Botswana, Izofike, Northern Cape is a simple exercise. I'm not even lying to you. Why can't we do that? It's because they say, no, you must sell this thing there first. I got it up, then is a Ebantwini.
What bullshit?
That's why BRICS is important, guys.
Okay, you say it's important, right?
Yeah.
But the average person is asking themselves, we've been a part of BRICS for a while. How has that benefited the men on the streets being part of BRICS thus far?
It has benefited the ordinary man on the street, particularly with the relationship China and South Africa has. South Africa, China is South Africa's biggest
number one
market trader
number
globally.
One.
Is that thanks to BRICS?
Or it's thanks to BRICS, because if you look at the relations over the past 15 years, the trade between South Africa and China has grown at about 200 or 300%.
It blew up.
It blew up. It comes from $19 million per annum, and today it's sitting at about $554 billion. And that tells you that South Africa's biggest trading partner globally is China. China's biggest trading partner within the African continent is South Africa. But also, China is our direct competitor with the gateway to the African continent. Africa's biggest trading partner amongst all African countries is none other than Mzansi. On the African continent, we are the biggest trading partner of all 54. Okay, well, there's Morocco as well now. 55 African countries. We're the biggest trading partner with our problems of electricity.
And that's important. One of the key things that came out of BRICS were the conversations around energy and how important that is. And the huge conundrum that you must realize, gentlemen, is that there's people that don't want us to actually fully realize the potential that this country has.
Of course.
Even as of yesterday, Clayson Monyela posted that we've discovered more oil, more gas deposits in Mpumalanga. Gas deposits. We're not trying to even look for... We will find anything in this country. It exists, gentlemen. So you have to understand that there's... From the tip of from Angola all the way down past Namibia into South Africa, all the way up to Pemba Province in Mozambique, there are oil and gas deposits.
Not forgetting the Free State Province.
Yes, a Free State. Even in the Karoo. Right? There's gas just sitting there, right? Natural gas. Then you ask yourself, why did we just get 8.5 billion euros? Jay, but finally, niyege lento ekhulu bafethu. But finally, niyege sol. Ikhulu, she's a cool, moshi planet.
But also, badlala ngathi ngalento yekhulu. We're exporting 60 million tons of coal through the richest coal terminal in the last financial year, which was reduced, by the way. Originally, our highest targets that we've ever hit was 90,000. 90 million, rather, tons of coal out of that Richards Bay coal terminal. RBCT. And where is it going to? It's going to the UK.
Europe.
It's going to China.
Yeah, they're reopening coal plants. But it's enough. Finally, let's file.
Close hours.
File, man, let's send this. File this thing. Yeah, no one's a soul. Tata le mali now. If they were giving us 8.5 billion euro for us to buy coal, to pre-buy coal, I'd say sure. So ntaisele shandis. But you're going via. Remember, Africa is not the one who created climate change. We are the least industrialized continent. Why should we bear the same level of responsibility in fixing the planet? Why? But we should not employ our people and should not industrialize because there's a global problem, Gogba Fed. And China said no.
Because on Ama, developed countries have fucked up the continent and not developing countries must not get where
we mustn't build factories because factories require energy. It's energy requires generation. This is what's going on.
Stifling our growth. Is it, we can't catch up. They've fucked up the environment because now they've been industrialized.
This is why the dancing minister of electricity's points are very important, especially when he speaks about Komati Power Station. If you go to Komati in Mpumalanga today, it's a ghost town. You go to here in Gauteng, old mining towns in Randfontein.
Yeah.
They are ghost towns.
Gobi.
Go to Komati Power Station. It's closed.
Even by
the ripple effect. The ripple effect of closing down Komati. Ugogo, who sells on the side of the road, who took MacG to school using whatever those miners and workers of Komati were buying from them, took you to university.
Yes.
Today, Ugogo has got nothing.
I cannot plan.
Those who took over Gogo's stall are no longer working. Those other sectors that were benefiting indirectly at Komati are no longer benefiting. We are creating a ripple effect of unemployment and a ripple effect of poverty, underdevelopment, and unemployment.
100%.
And we are just supposed to go in with just some decision that doesn't benefit us.
So, Zimasa,
explain
to me the potential of BRICS and why we should be getting excited.
Yes, I'm so excited. So, the first thing that is important is that a whole new world opens for us. Here's something very interesting, I guess, about how a country like Iran has been a pariah state based off Western sanctions against it and them not wanting them to become part of the global community. Through this block that is BRICS, a country like Iran suddenly has a voice. That's one of the things.
But the potential is mutual growth. This is a very weird concept for people in the West. They don't get this. In other words, if we are doing a deal together, now we're finally told something out of this thing. Naming told something. Western countries have come into Africa and have only offered loans with high interest rates with terms on them. The terms are weird, Mfethu. If mina unginike imali, I would be cool with the fact that you're saying to me, I'm giving you a high interest rate when I sold. Ikudle. At least I know you're in it for the money. When you come in and you say, Yazin, take this loan, Mara, your sister must agree to go out with me. You go, Panchan.
Wait.
So you're essentially saying that the World Bank and the IMF are here to rip us off.
Basically, because they'll come in and they'll say, you need to do X, Y things. You can no longer subsidize healthcare in your country. They'll tell you stuff like that.
You cut on social spending.
Do you know that during COVID, there was a report that came out, right? That said, when South Africa was trying to secure vaccines, they said they would repossess Lake Charles. We should put Lake Charles, which is a Cecil plant in the US. They basically said, put it up as security so that if you can't pay for the vaccines, say Dwadlal is this thing. Say Tat. Imagine an asset, a state asset in America.
But
doesn't China do that though?
Let's be exactly.
With some
China
countries.
Did that I with Zambia, the port in Zambia.
Their power supply, or so, one of the countries, China does that as collateral, your state assets as well. They take over. That's one way they're taking over Africa block by block. So, guys fail to pay their loans, China takes your Eskom of that country.
So here's
even now in Mozambique, they've got the exclusive licensing to fish. Someone was telling me the guys can't even fish now because China owns all the fisheries and the fishing spots.
Is China not colonizing Africa?
Yes.
Aren't
we just going from one colonizer to the other with China?
So I want to have a very simple discussion around this thing. What normally happens is that when you go and uzitshela ukuthi uyolanda a cell phone, nge contract, you understand what that contract is for. This is why I'm saying with the West goes above and beyond that and tells you what you should be doing in your own country. China comes with a money-based deal. Ntwana, sizokubuildela iport, uzoyispanisa le port, usinike imali.
Done.
If you default kuleyonto, benzeni sol. I'm asking.
But ongama, how many South Africans are employed compared to the Chinese at Huawei?
What do you mean?
How many South Africans are employed?
Oh no, that case was just that was just garbage.
Okay.
That was just garbage. So what happened at Huawei, so that everyone can understand, is that they basically flouted labor laws, right? And they employed too many people from China directly. And as part of this fixing it, they then had to bring in, I think it was, I don't know if it was, I stand corrected on this. I think they brought in the whole thing with T-Systems and Robert Gumede and a couple of other guys to try and fix that situation. That's clear. We should be also, as a sovereign state, enforcing our laws. We should be. We can say, no, my brother, you are overstepping here. Besiphuza sonke lana. Wa ungena kushaza. Awuthenga shaza la. You and your person, send ngena kushampagne. Ibiya bambani. Na ikranjiwa sibe mnandi sonke. You understand? This the thing with the world right now is that a lot of people, we want to say, but are we not going to the other side? Guys, that currently have we been succeeding as just a people on the African continent?
No.
We haven't been. So why should we not try a different way? And I'm not saying to you that this is the best way forward. But if you have another plan that doesn't involve us being lackeys to the West, then give me that plan.
No, China's like a true POP.
Exactly.
A true POP.
No, you're correct.
You're
correct.
There's no funny things.
Because you are correct.
You know
an area called Dimbaza.
My uncle stays in Dimbaza.
Dimbaza was one of the hubs of textile in this country.
Yes, industrial.
Industrial. Today you go to Dimbaza, it's a ghost town. There's nothing.
200 plus factories has been killed. Lying fellow. 200 plus factories at Dimbaza.
Because of who? Thank you.
Yeah.
The Chinese.
Yeah,
because
one
of our imports from China.
I also want to come in on this one.
Which Ongama? No, no,
China, literally.
And, guys, it also speaks of the leadership deficiencies
100%,
within the country.
100%. We go to China to buy clothes instead of going to China to do what? To buy machinery to make clothes.
Of course.
City. We make it expensive to bring in machines into this country. We make it expensive.
Your ministers, when they go to China, they go shopping in silk market.
Yeah, boy, nagalon dia jump.
Marungatu no jealous niya na sam.
No, I've stopped there myself.
I was there.
I still don't get the sense of why should I be excited as
an African. Why you should be excited is that we have opened up new possibilities for things like trade. And trade should not be taken lightly as a country. Mm. We have access to markets. The US is spamming in day one, spamming in Akoa, which is access to their markets. Mm. More markets mean that we have more opportunities to sell in those zetu. And what are those key things? We have minerals, we have agricultural products, right? We need to put, agriculture is one of the biggest drivers of export into this country, just like mining. So more markets for us allow for us, the simple person. Remember, there's a supply chain, that there's a value chain that Usam Kelo spoke about. And the more, if one business opens up and says, we now aggregate in Motimole, we now aggregate all the produce into one space, we're going to market it. We don't need to wait because there's Agoa there. We don't need to take it to the West. We'll go to Argentina. Say, Argentina doesn't have indetize. We can now send it to Argentina. We have less barriers. Also, Africa free trade trade area, yeah, right? AfCETA, very key that we trade amongst each other. We as South Africa, we must stop this thing of thinking that we are an island here, right? And we benchmark ourselves erroneously so on the rest of the world. When sometimes
erroneously so,
just put it bluntly. South Africa must stop having a big brother syndrome.
100%.
A big brother
syndrome. Only child syndrome.
Yay.
Exactly.
Most of the tourists that come in here, most of the trade that comes in here through our ports comes from our African brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
Let us have this conversation. It's a conversation we don't want to have as South Africans. Mm. We want this thing that is the good for us, but we don't want to have to actually discuss where this good comes from. Mm.
But even with this, we must be very careful on how we enter into these trades with these countries. Because within the BRICS establishment, Russia and China bully these other original BRICS members.
Okay.
And that is one of the points that Lula was pushing to say, as much as we can be reliant on Russia and China. But the most important point that we need to go back to is that original IBSA of Thabo Mbeki and Lula, of a South-South unity amongst the Southern Hemisphere and equality. Mm. And then you can compete directly with the Northern Hemisphere, because the Northern Hemisphere will not come here and be all loving and giving without them extracting more than what you get.
But isn't it a choosing a lesser evil?
It's about choosing a lesser evil, but with choosing a lesser evil, it's also an alternative.
Yeah.
The reality is that BRICS is an alternative, but BRICS must have material benefit for everybody. And currently, as Ongama was saying, trading in the US dollar benefits the US.
100%.
And it comes closer to the point that was once raised by the SACP within the country. Mm. Solima Bayila, if I'm thinking correctly, that Blade never speaks much these days or doesn't say substantive issues. But on the issue of quantitative easing, which is QE. The printing QE. Of money.
Mm.
That is what America is doing.
So but in simple terms, are we buying Lamborghinis next year?
In simple terms, we're not buying Lamborghinis next year.
Mm.
But in layman's terms, in a decade or two decades from now,
Zokal.
Nice.
But with leadership.
Yes, because
with leadership, you need from the West.
You need
well.
So the problem with the biggest problem and why a lot of I'd say policies and grandeur, grandeur sort of things fall by the wayside is because we don't have continuity. The reason why China is so bullish is that China sets 5-year plans that it doesn't matter. Then we'll check. Then the next 5-year plan. Then the next 5-year plan. Then the next five. They're on their 14th 5-year plan. Mm. And they've achieved Zindo's 5-year plan. They don't say, Sifunu kwa Zindo 2050. No. They say, we'll get there. But what do we need to do now in the next 5 years? Mm. So this thing of wanting to be tomorrow, no, it means that we must be fiscally responsible. South Africa is a country. Go look at the budget of this country. We do not spend on things that stimulate the economy. We don't spend. We spend on ourselves to sustain ourselves.
We're a welfare state.
Kubi, South Africa. I don't think people actually understand this thing. There are 17 million plus people abalinde a check from a government. Yes, I want that to be clear to you.
Pongama, bro. Pongama, be clear. We are a welfare state.
And we don't want to admit it, but less than 10% of this budget goes into stimulating the economy to create more things. Sitheta singenzi, sivula sichale. But that's
also
what's happening.
But also China and Russia, in particular those two countries, when they elect public representatives, they don't elect Megji just because he shouts the loudest, yes. He sings the loudest at a rally, or he sucks up to Malema, yeah. Or Cyril,
yeah.
Or who's that other matriculant, John Steenhuisen.
Mm.
But they elect people whom have done substantive things for their cities. Look at Xi Jinping. Where Xi Jinping comes from.
Xi Jinping, career, bro.
Where he was a mayor in his city, the development that he drove in his city. You look at the current Minister of Foreign Affairs, Lavrov. His Sergei Lavrov. His history. The Russian, the Russian foreign minister. Even the Chinese foreign minister who was appointed whilst he was on a working visit here in South Africa.
Yeah.
The trajectory that those two countries push in their respective areas. If you do not perform, you are exed. Simple.
There's a throughput of administrators who understand the plan.
Yes.
I'll figure a plan. A plan yenziwe. Sakayeta nge plan.
Who's effective?
We finished the plan, Saul.
You implement.
Uzokwenza. Uzosebenza. Sivumile. Ukuthi nayi plan. You were at the same places where we were. Savumelana songa, but this is the plan. So you can't come next and say, difuna isusa mna that Ford plant that's in Mamelodi. No. The plan was agreed upon. You make sure that plant is the best plant that it can be, and you move on. And we take your success based of what you have implemented based of our plan. As if
but in China, when Samkelo Masego is made a minister, he's called, says, "Okay, you are now the Minister of Finance or the Minister of Small Business
of course.
And Enterprises." But the first place where they take you is a prison underground to say if you steal. This is,
this is your fate. This is your fate.
So you know. Serious.
So you know.
People are serious about leadership.
Imagine they take Malula there.
I'm just saying. Bunch of losers underground prison. Lock them up.
You must go Google a thing. You must go Google a guy by the name of Bo Xilai in China. Bo Xilai.
Bo Xilai.
Yes. Bo Xilai. B-O and then X-I-L-A-I or something like Bo Xilai. Go Google his story. Exactly what he's saying.
Beautiful.
Zavel is a color fast. And he was next, eh? He was next in line. He was next in line. Like, isn't that like a Dubula? Watch and know, boy. What's going on there in your province? You're pushing into the sector. When they investigated, but no. You, your wife, everyone, I can't.
But also.
And then imprisoned.
Must Google. The rest is history. Google, Baba. Google.
Even check ma. Google. Check ma. Buy us.
Check ma.
Buy us.
Alibaba guy.
I see, guys. This is a very simple thing, right? Do you know what? I sat with Chinese people, and they explained this thing to me. They said even imali abo renimbi means the people's money. It means imali abantu. So even if you check my imali, imali abantu. You are a custodian of imali abantu.
Check ma has been in exile from China.
Yeah. I'm aware.
He was busy gallivanting again in South Africa.
Chatting to his needs.
Speaking too much.
So what's his crime? What did he do?
No, he basically went against the plan.
Watete
Zindwe is fast, and his company Ant Group was meant to go public on was meant to do an IPO on the Shanghai Stock Exchange. Then he said that in China they restrict you a lot as a company that wants to go onto global markets, etc. Kwato, but I plan you are yours,
boy. There's a plan.
I plan you are yours. Why would you?
Part of the plan.
I plan you are yours. Just to close off this segment. South Africa is very much and has always been in bed with China. I don't think people should think of this thing. 1953, Walter Sisulu was there. Eyocela ikhali to fight this thing. One of the, if not the most profitable trade on the planet was done by Kwes Becker. But at $30 million by side China.
Nespers.
It's now $100 billion. It is the greatest trade of all time. Yeah, go Google it.
Nespers owes like part of Tencent, like 45%.
No, it's about 30%.
Nespers
of Tencent.
Yeah. Nespers to build their empire.
Yeah.
They went to China.
China.
So
you will never find There is one particular lady who used to be the CEO of Shanduka when Singoma Peremisa was still.
But Google.
Just Google. She's now the CEO, last I checked, of Naspers Africa.
Yeah.
She used to be the CEO of Shanduka.
Amakamaya Dura.
Amakamaya
Dura.
No inputs for me.
Samkele, let's come back home. Can we deep dive in the time frame of what this thing is going to look like in 5 years and then 10 years, just so we can get an understanding of like, what are we working with here? Because obviously the dollar is not going to crumble overnight.
Mm.
The dollar is not going to crumble overnight, but the dollar and the Americans are fast losing their influence over that global grip. Politics. That grip is fast waning. And with that grip fast waning, it puts other countries and other formations like BRICS as an alternative to Western forces.
Mm.
Western currencies are not Western countries are not currently doing well. The UK is not doing well. The European
France is seeing flames.
France is seeing flames. In fact, France, their president Emmanuel Macron, wanted to be at this BRICS summit so badly.
He was about a gate crash, Oaks. He was about a gate crash. This guy,
I'm telling you.
He was like, man, I'll just get to the door. He was like, no, I'm telling you, I know the guy. He's unveiling him to 200.
Emmanuel Macron, make no mistake about Emmanuel Macron. He's a visionary.
Mm.
And he sees that the West is being left behind.
They've overplayed their hand.
And exactly. Mm. And with them overplaying their hand and them being left behind, the Eastern Bloc is the future.
Yeah.
I'm not going to mention names, but there was a recent off-the-record briefing I'd gone to. And this particular high-profile individual within South Africa says, our economy is currently intertwined with the West. We can't just dump them. But if you look into the future a decade and two decades from now, the East is the future, and the East will be controlling global economic politics.
Wow, beautiful.
And you need to align yourself properly and work with them.
I can't.
And that particular individual was praised in this BRICS summit. That particular individual was the one who brokered the deal because there was a standoff within BRICS that India and China don't see eye to eye.
Mm-hmm.
Russia wanted Iran.
Mm.
Iran is wanted by Russia because of the nuclear exploration. And South Africa is one of the biggest uranium exporters in the country, which is one of the issues that got the Guptas into trouble, by the way.
We are a nuclear superpower.
Was going to Iran, and that Iran working with Russia was making nuclear weapons.
Mm.
So with this particular individual getting praise, he is the one who then brokered the deal to say, no, we're not adding four countries to BRICS. We're rather adding six.
Mm.
And by adding six, Nigeria was booted out. This is when Ethiopia comes in. And then Egypt was already in the mix.
Mm.
But the two people who came in through negotiations of an astute negotiator is Iran and Ethiopia.
Mm.
But the question of Iran then puts one southern country's geopolitical standing into question because people then say, the issue of Iran, why are they in? Because Iran is fighting with the United States of America, as Ongama was saying. And this southern tip country votes for the adoption and admission of Iran into BRICS.
And
where does that put South Africa's foreign and international relations alignment? Does it put you with the Americans or does it put you with the East?
But also, gentlemen, the safest countries in the world have the biggest guns. They have the biggest guns. And I'm talking geopolitically, right?
Who's this?
They have the biggest guns. The safest places are purported to have the biggest guns. Because at the end of the day, you need nuclear power. We are a nuclear power, Tina, but slele. Slele. We are a nuclear power. Sanigwimali to this dice.
Tell me, where did the Arabs get it right? They've never been faced by the West.
But no, they have been. You must go read a book called The Confessions of an Economic Hitman. And it shows you how these guys across the world, America was doing all of these things, and how those guys decided to play ball.
Yeah.
You must play ball sometimes.
A classic example, Ongama, is Saudi Arabia.
Mm.
Saudi Arabia, for the longest of time, has been seen as a lapdog of the United States of America. The crown prince now, who is in charge of Saudi Arabia.
MPS.
He used to school and used to stay in the United States of America, like my king, the Mrs. Zuluga Suliti. They were all based there in the United States.
By it.
But the crown prince, upon arriving in his country, when his father was sick, he did a coup. Mm. Called all his brothers into one room.
What is it? Shall I get together, Buffett?
Yeah. Got them all in. Did what Xi Jinping does in China. Stripped them of all of their assets. Mm. Brought everything back to the state. Mm. And gave them a line of march and said, if you don't follow this, you will see where you will end up.
He cousins are.
Look at where Saudi Arabia is now. Mm. Saudi Arabia is building a line city that will be hydroelectrically powered, that will have no car running in it, that will cut across from the ocean, going into the desert.
We don't even have electricity.
But the Saudis are...
You can't even charge our phone.
Guys, this thing...
please continue. Please let him continue.
Yeah, but the Saudis, man. There's a company in Saudi Arabia called Aqua Power. Aqua Power is one of the leading renewable energy companies in the world. And it is helping South Africa with the hydrogen gas exploration and hydrogen electricity within the Northern Cape that was unveiled by the President and Zamani Sol upon arrival from the President coming from Saudi Arabia, where we were there. Mm. But then there is the Chinese, whom are also leading in the renewable energy space with those solar
photovoltaic,
and inverters, SunSync, and other ones, and the batteries. Do you know that 30% of the solar energy industry in South Africa is controlled by the Chinese? Hmm. If why does Eskom not open up a solar company? In China, you've got several companies within the energy space that are not privately owned, that are owned by the state, that compete amongst themselves.
Yeah. They allow them to.
That gives alternative.
Yes, exactly. They allow them to fight amongst each other because the best ones will win, and when the best ones wins, we take those ones globally.
Mm. And who benefits? The people.
The people. Renimbi.
Most important.
Renimbi. Imali abantu.
And then it's you are afraid to create a state-owned competitor to Eskom. Mm. You are afraid to create a competitor to SAA, to create a competitor to Denel that is state-owned, that you reduce the reliance on the private sector. Mm. Today, our municipal... Coming here, I saw potholes around Johannesburg.
Ah, bro.
In China, there are no potholes. Go to Egypt. Egypt has one of the biggest infrastructure projects in the country in road infrastructure. Mm.
They're building a new city.
Fucking hell, guys, we got to wrap it up. Next year, what's happening? Elections, what's happening? What do you think is happening?
I think that we get really, really close to the ruling party, like, dipping under 50. It's going to depend on a few things. I think if that happens, then they have to, like, negotiate coalitions at a national level, I believe. I don't think that they're going to be completely out of power, but they will definitely recede a lot of power. But remember, the thing around sort of, like, power in South Africa was always about like the policies. Let's live in an alternate universe. Even if somebody else came in, you're not taking away, you're not going to take away SASSA. You're not. You're not going to take away NASFIS. You're not going to take. So the almost the runnings, and we can argue about whether those are good or bad, but the runnings of the state will not necessarily change. What we need, right, is progressive thought and a clear economic strategic position and line of march for the country. We don't have that right now. Asnayo. So for me, I'm a patriot of the country. I don't really, I'm neither here nor there who runs the country, just not those other guys. I'm not going to say who. But as long as we have go forward, as long as Ipola si pass forward, as is on go, we pass sideways and backwards. So what I'm saying is that for me, I want the country.
He has that team. So he touches the goal.
I want the country to move forward. Yeah. I think that we have shown, even with Zimbabwe voting, that elections in South Africa are something that is held very sacred. Yeah. So I think that the elections go well. I think that whatever happens on the other side of it, we'll fix as South Africans. But I think that the line of march is needed economically because we can no longer continue on this trajectory.
Some good.
I hope we don't get Zimbabwe vibes next year.
We're gonna get there. Like the history of the Liberation Party.
Julius offered them buses to go home, ne?
Yeah, bus.
He said no. I'll get buses for you chaps to go home.
No vote.
To go and vote. I none of them left.
But I bambe,
chief. I bambe. No.
Thanks, but
relax.
Thanks, thanks so, but no thanks.
Bala.
Thanks, but no thanks.
But there are vibes that side.
Vibes. No, guys, I'm telling you. Zim, Sim, what's going on, guys? It's a travesty. Even SADC was like, we're not going to endorse this. You had people putting X's on papers. That was not an election.
So it was rigged.
SADC hasn't endorsed it.
So ZANU PF is gonna win.
My brother ZANU.
Your answer is giving Zimbabwe vibes.
It's giving market on the side of the road.
The market on
the side of the road.
No, but in essence, what's going to happen next year?
Yes,
it's going to be very interesting. Saying. Look, the three main parties: the ANC, the DA, the EFF.
EFF.
Yes, I'll say the two. DA and ANC will decline. EFF may grow marginally or may be stagnant. The real game changes is going to be Patriotic Alliance, Gayton McKenzie.
It's going to be
Herman Mashaba.
Action.
Herman is going to be a game changer. Then you're going to have the
IFP.
You don't
think that book killed him?
He also wants to take us out of Brexit.
In South Africa, the scandals in South Africa.
Oh,
they come and go.
I mean, cupcake, very fast.
Look at cupcake, fairy tale. Palapala is dead and buried.
Actually, you don't have a scandal. You're not a politician.
I mean, he just bought a 3.5 million on Sporan pool.
I can't live off.
Jeez.
So,
and in Boran, have you seen a Boran bull?
Fucking bro.
Clean. So, next year, all those two parties will decline. The EFF either will grow or they'll be
stagnant. Do you see Herman gaining, especially after joining this moonshot pact? Because he sat here and said Helen Zille doesn't respect black people.
And then he goes and joins a moonshot pact
that is led, the prefect there is the DA that's pulling all these little parties.
The problem is clever blacks. The problem is clever blacks, the ones that go to talk. They are tired of traditional politicians.
Give me control of
they want the dust.
And I don't care who runs the politics.
Mayor Amschel Rothschild.
Yes.
Mayor Amschel Rothschild said that. One of his sons.
Yes.
Yeah. So it
doesn't matter who. If petty man, doesn't matter who's running the country.
Rothschild.
I mean, did you really think that Palapala would finish off?
Would sink him.
Did you really think that?
Bro, in any real world, it was supposed to. But in South Africa, never.
The problem is, they didn't take Cyril underground to the prison and show him.
Cyril was one of the underground prison.
And it's better
to take crime serious.
We've got the one that got G4S, no table pass. You go in and out. Weekend away.
Someone said the issue of Palapala in the Reserve Bank is giving the fire pool vibes there in Kandy.
No, for real, it's fire pool on a different level, at a national.
It's giving.
Make some noise for some Kel and Zimas.
Thank you, guys.
Podcast and chill, man. Yeah.